Welcome to Your Health Reset, where we address the real root causes behind health issues today to get you rapid results on your health journey so you can be who you came here to be, mind, body, and spirit. I'm your host, Sinclair Keneally, survivor of complex chronic illness, expert on resolving root causes, and co-founder of Detox Rejuvenation and Meditation RX. Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of Your Health Reset with me, your host, Sinclair Keneally. We're going to talk about the real reason why your candida keeps coming back, even if you've been super diligent with all of your candida cleanse tools. So first, let's familiarize ourselves with what candida actually is. And that's just a type of fungus that's naturally found in the body. And it's actually supposed to be there in a healthy body in a non-aggressive form. But an overgrowth of candida can lead to a range of health problems. And this is why many people turn to candida cleanses to help reduce their symptoms. So signs of candida would include a wide range of digestive issues. It could be bloating, abdominal discomfort, bowel changes. It could also include joint pain, nutrient deficiencies, oral thrush, that white coating on your tongue that people are famous for having when you have candida issues, rashes on your skin and other reactions, recurrent urinary tract or vaginal infections, and yes, strong carbohydrate and sugar cravings. So first, let's talk about how people typically address these issues. So it usually involves eliminating certain foods from your diet, right? Such as sugar, refined carbohydrates, and alcohol. And this is because candida feeds on sugar, right? So by reducing your sugar intake, you can starve the candida and reduce its growth, etc. And in addition to these dietary changes, you might often be told to take supplements such as probiotics and antifungal medications. And that's to help kill off the excess of candida. So your food choices would include things like apple cider vinegar, because that's great to have in conjunction with a full candida cleanse. It's been shown to have significant anti-candida properties, easy to fold into a diet or take straight with no chaser or watered down with water. Organic clarified ghee is a fantastic thing to fold into your diet when you are fighting the candida, because it's a great source of short-chain fatty acids called butyrate, typically produced by our healthy gut bacteria, which helps to keep candida at bay. Butyrate strongly inhibits the growth of candida and also its ability to form biofilm. Now, a compromised gut has a hard time making butyrate, so it can be really nice to add in that organic ghee. You may also have been told to add in coconut oil because it's also a potent candida killer and could be used quite liberally during a candida treatment because it also contains short-chain fatty acids that are extremely effective fungal killers. In fact, when tested against 52 kinds of candida, coconut oil showed antifungal activity against all of them. So you're often told to include that, but it's typically not enough. And you also want to think about introducing that slowly because it can create digestive discomfort. So usually, even with a lot of diet changes, people may still not see the results that they were hoping for with candida, or they play a perfect game for as long as they can with their candida cleanse, and the second they step off of it, the candida comes right back. So this is usually because the root causes of their candida has not been addressed. For example, a weakened immune system, like with a history of antibiotic use, can actually contribute to overgrowth. If these underlying issues are not addressed, then a candida cleanse can only provide temporary relief. So candida is considered an opportunistic infection. Like if the immune system is weakened, then that delicate balance of good and bacteria in the gut can shift. It also allows the growth of this fungus to spiral out of control. I would actually take this concept, though, a step further and say candida is not just an opportunistic infection. It is extremely useful once it has pleomorphed into its aggressive form. So an overgrowth of candida may be doing a really phenomenal job at protecting your vital organs from some very serious toxicities. So let's unpack that. So you've probably already been told that you have an excess of candida because of drinking alcohol, right? Because candida can use ethanol as a fuel. And people would point to that as a root cause of candida. And you might also be told it's because of your high sugar diet or your high sugar diet in the past, because, of course, that's candida's favorite food. You may also have even been told that stress changes the way you metabolize sugar, and long-term stress can weaken the immune system, and both set up shop for candida overgrowth. But here's some lesser known and potentially bigger factors for you. Mold. Mold as in mold illness and mycotoxins, the poisons that mold excrete. Mold sets up the perfect environment for candida, and where mold has invaded the body, candida can follow and even thrive. And it can also help stabilize what mold destabilizes in the body. Mercury is another one. For example, you could get this from amalgam fillings. Like everybody says, mercury is from fish that's living in contaminated water, etc. But actually, your biggest source of mercury are air pollution, vaccines, and amalgam dental fillings. And that may not even be your amalgam fillings. That may have been your mom's amalgam fillings that she got before you were born, or her mom's amalgam fillings, because now we're several generations into this mercury experiment. So studies now show that a bioreduction of precious and heavy metals by Candida species has been proven under oxidative stress conditions. So in plain English, that means mercury's toxicity that your body is holding onto is actually reduced by your candida overgrowth. In other words, candida is there to help mop up the mess, and it is not an accident that's pleomorphing into an aggressive state in the presence of your mercury. Okay, so another one would be antibiotic use. Antibiotic overuse can lead to strains of pathogens becoming immune to antibiotics, periodically killing off good bacteria, can actually make candida yeast stronger and able to resist treatment. And again, antibiotics are toxic, and candida is very good at helping to sort of absorb that and stabilize that toxicity until your body's in a position to excrete it out over time. Another lesser known reason for your candida overgrowth might actually be your birth control pills. It is now clear that candida flourishes in a high estrogen environment. So unfortunately, most birth control contains a massive dose of synthetic estrogen that can cause imbalance in the microbiome. And that is like estrogen and candida coming together. They like to bind to each other. And these high levels of estrogen can actually promote this candida infection because it enables yeast to mature into stronger organisms. Translation, candida is there to help mop up the synthetic estrogen. Candida also likes to bind to iron, and the uterine lining is a wealth of both of this fuel and the estrogen that we were just talking about, whether it's real estrogen or synthetic estrogen. So you combine that with the perfect temperature for multiplication, and the female reproductive organs can actually be the easiest place for yeast overgrowth to occur. Another lesser known source of candida overgrowth is chlorine and fluoride exposure. So we've been adding that to municipal water for decades, right, to help sterilize and kill off pathogens. But unfortunately, fluoride and chlorine kill indiscriminately. Yeast is not affected by either fluoride or chlorine, and in fact, Canton has been found to be the most fluoride-resistant type of pathogen. Isn't that interesting? Okay, and the last one that we'll cover today is corticosteroids, which are used to suppress the immune system in the hopes of lowering inflammation. So you may have been taking corticosteroids for a short or even a long period of time because they can be prescribed for allergies, for arthritis, for asthma, or skin issues like dermatitis, and they are often used for autoimmune diseases long term. This is a problem because not only does that suppression of the immune system open the door for these yeast overgrowths, but remember, candida is great for mopping up these types of toxicities that are persistent that the body doesn't have a great strategy for excreting. So I really want to start shifting our thinking away from candida being the enemy to actually understanding that it might be there to do a job for you. And your body is not making a mistake by having candida. Your body is brilliant. So what we want to do is support the body in its own strategies to regain balance. That would include drainage pathway support and drawing out toxins that the candida is there to balance against or even mop up and break down. We want to draw out those toxins with the best binders that we have within the context of an in-depth detox. So of course, you can use and rely on foods that are going to support the gut and to regain a healthy gut microbiome in the process. But we just want to remember that it's probably only a part of the solution. And we want to listen to the body and go all the way upstream to discover what are those hidden root causes for your candida overgrowth? Because there's always a reason. The body never makes a mistake. So I hope that helps, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening.
Go to detoxrejuvenation.com to find the links in the show notes to everything we covered in this episode. Please subscribe, review, and share with other humans who need this precious information. Let's help each other. Until next time, love, Sinclair.